Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along again on this Friday afternoon. Today we'll be having guests from Anchorage Community Theater, and they will be opening their fall premiere tonight. It's a play called Laura, written by Vera Caspary, based upon her novel, along with George Scholar, the playwright. Opens tonight, plays through October the 16th at ACT's Theater down off of South Seward, Old Seward. Old Seward, right. And my guests today are Sarah Athens, who is the executive director of ACT. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you.
We also have one of the actors from the show, Jan Jones, who's playing the part of Bessie Clary, who is the maid of Laura's. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Thank you.
And I understand you have a certain interesting way of portraying that character. We'll get to that in just a moment. I want to hear about your take on that character. But first, Sarah, tell us a bit about this play. We talked a bit about it earlier on the show about your season.
Yeah.
But some people may have missed that show. Tell us, this is a really interesting play. It really is. So tell us about the play.
Yeah, I love it. I hadn't seen the movie or heard of it until I actually read the script. And
we might say there was a movie made of this back in the 1940s.
Right.
One of those examples of film noir that a lot of people may have seen.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Which a lot of people are very attached to, and I have actually never seen. But I love the script a lot because it's just a really interesting sort of classic murder mystery, love triangle story. There's lots of drama and romance, and it's kind of sexy. And I just, it's
with
super
great. With some wonderful
great
plot twist to it.
Yeah, it's... It's just really unexpected, but also, fits into that sort of, if you like film noir, it just is super satisfying all the way through.
And Jan, you mentioned there's some plot twist. And I'm sorry, folks, this is another play we can't talk about because there are too many things that happen in the play we can't talk about. But Jan, is there anything you can add to that with a plot twist? Tell us a bit about the beginning of the play, maybe.
Well, the assumption is that the main character, Laura, has been murdered. I won't tell you why or how, but everyone is under that belief that she has been murdered. And it's a classic story of, okay, who did it? How did they do it? Where did they do it? And then it kind of feeds you into, okay, which one of these characters is the murderer?
So it's that classic murder mystery, but there's also a love element to the play.
Yeah.
So there's Sarah's...
I think it's impossible to talk about this play without saying that it's about Laura, who we believe at the beginning of the play is dead, but it turns out that she's not.
But the inspector falls in love with her picture, right?
So while he's investigating her death, he sort of starts to develop this relationship with her just through talking to her friends and going through her apartment. He sort of starts to fall in love with her. And then when he finds out she's alive, it seems like, okay, this is great. This woman that you fell in love with is actually alive. It's a happy ending. But then it's sort of like, well, if someone was murdered in your apartment and it wasn't you, then you
There's
start to look kind of bad. So it's a really interesting relationship where they're sort of talking to each other, trying to scope each other out and say, like, are you a murderer? And do you think I'm a murderer? And so, I mean, it's a nice way to fall in love.
It's better than a first date.
What?
maybe not. Jan, we talked a moment ago about your approach to the character. You're mentioning you're bringing kind of an Alaskan twist to this character. Tell us more about that.
Well, the character Bessie the Maid in a traditional play or movie would have been more the silent, straight character that just provides the backdrop. But our director, Linda Benson, has given me the freedom to bring a little bit more dimension to Bessie's character. And so I'm playing her more as, okay, she's a little bit outspoken, a little bit like your grandmother, and she's going to tell you straight.
Now, Linda Benson, many people know her work as a director and an actor in town.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of known for doing comedies. Is she bringing some of that comedic wit to this play, Sarah? Or is it she's still sticking to the film
noir? You would have to ask Jan, who's in rehearsals with her, but I think it would be impossible.
Yeah.
There are some wonderful, funny bits to it, but it's not going to overwhelm the story. It's just a little chuckle here and a little laugh there. And, mm-hmm. but it does bring that little bit of comic relief to the play, and it's delightful.
You know, those parts, the maid, the servant's parts, and these old plays often are the funnest parts to play because you really can do a whole lot with them, can't you?
You're not really stuck in the game. Yeah.
Sarah's sweating bullets over here.
No, I mean, I think that's in the script. I think it's also the relationship between Laura and Bessie, I think, is part of, you know, Vera Caspary's intention to portray female relationships differently and positively. I mean, they are, I think that they have a pretty open and honest relationship in which they sort of try and protect each other, but also, you know, put their own interests first in a lot of ways. So it's interesting and dynamic, I think.
Well, the character that is playing Laura, her and I have developed a
Karina Becker's.
Yes, Karina. Her and I have developed this backstory for the relationship between this. And our backstory is that Bessie was employed by her grandmother as her maid, and then when Laura decided to move to the big city, Grandma sent the maid along to keep an eye on Laura.
And this is not in the play, but of course, it's just the back work you've done as an actor.
It just helps us with the relationship that Laura and Bessie have.
Interesting. We're talking about the play Laura, written by Vera Caspary and George Sklar, being opening tonight at Anchorage Community Theater, running through October the 16th. This, of course, is Stage Talk. My guests are Sarah Athens, executive director. I can never say that word, executive.
Get it right, Steve.
I know. And Jan Jones, who's playing the part of Bessie Clary, who is Laura's maid. Sarah, back when we had you on for the season premiere about your whole season, the season show, you mentioned wanting to bring plays to ACT that that were bringing more different topics to the stage. One of which was women's topics.
Yep.
This play doesn't sound like it does address that, but looking at Vera's work, she often said that part of one of her themes in her works was women's quest for identity.
Yeah.
How does that fall into this play?
Sure. Well, one thing I love about this play is that Laura, I think, is defined in a way by all the men in her life, or at least they feel that way. So there's sort of, she has a fiance, she has this older gentleman who is her friend, but he seems like he might be in love with her, and then this detective who is investigating her so-called murder, and then there's a young man downstairs who is 16 or 17 and has completely fallen in love with this beautiful older woman. So, and I think all four of these men feel like they know Laura better than anyone else, and Laura sort of lets them believe that because it is to her advantage, I think. So it's really about this woman sort of navigating womanhood and identity in America in the 40s, and these men who are just kind of trying to define her and put her in a box that is comfortable for them. And she sort of always just edges out of it a little bit and tries to be her own person while still, you know, surviving and being successful at a time when women really weren't encouraged to be themselves or be different.
You know, she's encouraged to be she's portrayed as an advertising executive who makes 4 to 5 times as much as any of the men in her life. And for that time period, for a woman to have that much power, that much say-so in a man's employment world was really a statement for women's equality.
I think so, too, because her fiancé wants her to quit her job when they get married. And she says, why should we live on a quarter of the income that we could live on when I could keep working and you could keep working and we could still be married? And he thinks, well, if we get married, you absolutely have to quit your job. And it's this, it turns out to be this big issue in their relationship that, you know, everybody is, I think, a little bit like, I think that it's a very bold statement for her to say, why should we live on less than we have to just because your pride says I should quit my job?
Interesting. And you mentioned, Jan, about her being an advertising executive. And also one of the major elements of the play, the visual elements and thematic elements, I think, is this painting of hers, isn't it? Where the inspector falls in love with her image.
Yeah.
And the information about her before he actually even meets her.
Yeah.
What does that say about the play?
Well, I think like I said before, that men create this identity for Laura as is, you know, fitting and desirable for them. And so when he sees this painting of this beautiful woman, then he builds a story around her that, you know, that he can fall in love with. And when she comes in and is a real three-dimensional person and not a painting on a wall, things get a little more complicated.
Yeah. His image, his fantasy, per se, is tarnished by the reality that is Laura.
Yeah.
So he has to come to grips with that in the play.
So the play, as I'm gathering, is more of a, more than just a whodunit. It is a who is it,
yeah,
in a way, isn't it?
Oh, I think
it
that's
is.
A great way
Very.
To say it. Yeah.
And do we
Very
find
much.
Out who Laura is, or should I even ask that question? Jan, tell us about, do we find out who Laura is?
Yes, we do. We really do.
She says with a twinkle in her eye.
Because no one, not you, not myself, is one-dimensional. And that is beautifully portrayed in Vera's play, that Laura is a three-dimensional person. She has this side that is truly and utterly feminine, but she also has this side that is an advertising executive. She can be cold when she needs to be. She is intelligent. She is what a full rounded person. She really is. And she's not afraid to be that intelligent woman in a man's world.
Interesting. And I like the fact that you talked about you and Karina getting together to talk about your relationship in the background of this play. Does Bessie have any kind of revealing? Does she discover anything in herself during all of this? Or have you thought about that?
Not a great deal, no. I am a minor character in the play. The play is all about the men and Laura. But I have some very fun bits to play there where I get to tell a few of the characters what I think.
Well, I think it's interesting because I think that Laura lives her life in a way that Bessie doesn't necessarily approve of. But then when they believe that Laura is dead, Bessie tries to hide those things that might be embarrassing or shameful to Laura. And I don't think that they are embarrassing to Laura, but Bessie worries that, oh, they're going to think she had a man in her bedroom, so I better, you know, take care of some things. And I think Laura would be pretty okay with people thinking that about her.
So talk a bit about more about the men. Are they stereotypical men? Or are they sort of just the men of the day?
I think that the men are actually really different from each other. And actually, the relationship between Waldo, who's played by Jay Burns, and the detective, who's played by Todd Sherwood, is one of my favorite relationships in the play. I mean, the two of them are just clearly both so in love with Laura, but also have completely different ideas about who she is. And I mean, at the beginning of the play, Mark, the detective, has never even met Laura, whereas Waldo has known her for years and years. And so the two of them discussing, like, this is who Laura is and this is who Laura should be is so, I mean, it's just really witty and interesting. And I love the relationship between the two of them. And Jay and Todd do a fantastic job.
Again, the same theme about perception, about somebody you don't know or you do know.
Yeah.
Fascinating idea for a play. And I'm looking forward to seeing this play. We're talking about Laura opening tonight at Anchorage Community Theater, running through October the 16th. I want to thank my guests for coming by and talking about the show. Sarah Athens, Executive Director of ACT.
Thank you.
Jan Jones, who's playing the part of the upstart maid, Bessie Clary. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having
you.
Us.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.